Everybody turn to 1 Samuel, or you can follow along in your bulletin. We just want to encourage our mamas today and say thank you. And we're not going to talk too long, but the good book says give honor where honor is due, and we just want to say thanks to all our wonderful, precious mamas. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you. Thank you for your will being done in this service. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Father God, that we will never forget how blessed and amazing and wonderful you are. We love and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody in the church said, amen. So 1 Samuel chapter 1, right at the beginning of the book of Samuel. I'll talk just briefly about this really incredible mama, and her name is Hannah. Most of you know the story, so we're not going to read the story. But what's going on, basically, is there was this real kind of crummy fella. I'm not a big fan of her husband, Elkanah. But this cat, man, this dude, he had two wives, two old ladies, which that doesn't mean everybody can go out and get you a couple old ladies, a couple wives. You know, because cults have been founded around, you know, silly stuff like that. Well, this guy had a couple wives. This guy had a mess of them and all that. Well, the good book, man, it shows everything. The Bible shows everything, warts and all, man. You know, it never once, never, you will never find any place in Scripture where God gives approval or the nod to somebody having more than one wife. On the contrary, every time you see some dude with more than one wife, there's always some sort of disastrous consequences, some sort of bad thing going on because this guy decided, hey, I want to get a couple more of these, you know. So anywho, okay, Elkanah had two wives, Penana, something like that, and Hannah, okay. Penana, I'm not saying her name right, but that's okay. That's what I've always called her. She had babies, man. She had kids. And in this culture, in this day, man, you had to bear your old man some kids, man, and you really had to give him a male. You know, that was a big, humongous thing. And if you could not do that, you were frowned upon. It was a big disgrace. That's just how things were back then. Well, Penana, all God's people said Penana. She bore the old man, you know, Elkanah some kids. But Hannah couldn't produce a kid for him, man. And her heart was distraught. Man, she was just devastated over it. But moms, check this out. This is for everybody, but I'm talking to all the wonderful, precious ladies as well. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. Let's talk about that. She was deeply distressed. Moms, parents, you ever felt just deeply distressed or burdened about your kids? You know, just sometimes, man, well, you know, as a father, I know that there's no greater blessing you can get from your children, but there's also, I don't know of another type of burden that you can have, you know, when you see your child struggling or going through something. You want their lives to be easy, but you want them to learn the lessons and all this stuff, man. It's just, there's nothing like the burden that a parent can have for a child, especially if we're dealing with a prodigal or something like that. You know, we love our babies and we want to do anything we can for our babies. So I get this. As a father, I get this. And mamas, I certainly know that you understand and get this. She was deeply distressed. Her heart was in agony about a situation. And we certainly can get like that about our children. She was deeply distressed and prayed. Now, that's the important part. And that's the wonderful blessing that, as I look back on my childhood, I had two godly parents, not perfect parents, but godly parents. And sometimes I'd only like to bring that up because I know that in this day and age, a lot of us, you know, we had an absent father, or we didn't have this, or we didn't have that, or, you know, you weren't brought up the way I was brought up. But this is one thing that I'm extremely, extremely proud of because I know what a blessing and a rare thing it was. You know, as I was growing up, I was one of the few of my friends that had the mother and father in the same house together. But more than that, they loved one another, and that was known. But more than that, they loved us. But more than that, they loved the Most High God. And they always put God first. And I know that that's how my mother was able to be the wife she was supposed to be. My father was the husband he was supposed to be. And how they were the parents that they were supposed to be to me and my siblings is because they always strive to put God first. So she was deeply distressed. Her heart was in agony. And she prayed. She prayed. She gave her burden to the Lord. So, you know, we know how the kid thing works, man. We could be so terrified of what they're going to face down the road. You know, I remember when my son was going off to boot camp, I was like, I don't think I've ever been prouder in my life. But at the same time, there was, you know, the devil was trying to put anxiety on me, like, oh man, I'm not going to be there for the boy, you know. And it's not that he needed me, but that's kind of how we are. You know, we love our kids so much. But here is the template that we follow by this wonderful, amazing, heartbroken, yet godly woman who was laying her burdens down at the foot of the Lord. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. Verse 11, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts. Now that's important too. Check this out. She's got a burden, and it's a real burden, man. She is just distraught. She's, as she's praying, she's in the tabernacle in Shiloh, okay? Now what they had to do is Elkanah and the family, they would go every so often and they would worship the Lord and offer sacrifices, and this is a thing that they would do. And so one evening, Hannah's just she's just heartbroken. She's distressed. Penina is kind of, you know, just pushing her around, man, and all this. And so she's heartbroken, but she goes to church, man. She goes to the tabernacle, and she just gives it to the Lord, you know. And see, this is so important. I'm giving it to the Lord. But look, moms, we got to understand this, that we serve a big God, you know. So, yeah, I'm talking to moms, but I'm also talking to people that are hurting today, people that don't know what their next move is going to be, people that don't know what's going on in their world. They're hearing all these crazy reports. They've had a heck of a year, and this year's been crazy. And see, look, big God, small problems. Small God, big problems. I'm not saying that your problems aren't big. I'm just saying that our God is massive. You know what I'm saying? That our God, Luke 1:37 says, for nothing is impossible with God. That's not just something sweet and fancy we say to somebody because we're not going through what they're going through. It's like, oh, God can do all things. No. And like what Sister Sandy and Sister Rachel said, I mean, Sister Rhonda said, you know, Sister Claudia, man, when she said she was praying for you, and she does pray for you. And that makes so much sense because I'll be talking to mom sometimes, man, Sister Claudia. I'll be talking to her, and we'll just be talking about something, and mid-sentence, man, she'll interrupt, and it's okay, she's my mama. She'll interrupt and she'll just say, well, let's just pray. She doesn't want it to go any farther than that. She wants to take it and give it to the Lord, you know, and that's what we're to do. And see, look, Hannah says, O Lord of hosts, God of heaven's armies, I know you're in control. I don't know what tomorrow holds for my little family, but I know that you're sovereign, that you're in control, and you want what's best for my family. So I'm laying this burden down at your feet. And the beautiful thing that's going to happen is, one, Hannah leaves this the tabernacle after the priest prays with her. She leaves a changed person, just like what Brother Dalton was saying this morning. She's going to leave a completely changed person. She's not going to walk out of there with a baby in her arms, but something's going to change in her heart because she's laying her burden down at the foot of Jesus. And moms, that's what we got to do, right? She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, big God, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant. See what she's doing here? God, you are big and I am your handmaiden. I am your servant. Whether you grant my request or not, I am still your servant. And moms, we got to remember that. Church folk, we got to remember that. Things don't always go our way, but we give our burdens to the Lord. We lay them down at his feet. And let's remember the order of things, that he's sovereign. He's in control. He's the boss, but we are his servant. You know what I mean? So things don't have to always go exactly the way we want. You know, he's in charge. We're not. But He's our loving Father, and He's going to do what's best. Does that make sense this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Give Him some praise. Look on the affliction of your servant. Are we the Lord's servant this morning? Or is it all about what we can get from Him? You know, we're here just for the benefits. Now listen, we are His servant. He taught us how to be a servant. Remember the Last Supper? Remember the Last Supper? He taught His disciples. He washed His disciples' feet. You know what I mean? Even Judas's feet. And He said, follow this example. He didn't say, I've washed your feet, now you guys come and wash my feet. He washed their feet and He said, look, you guys go out and do this. God calls us all to be servants. Does that make sense? If you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head. So Hannah's just laying it out there before the Lord. God, if you give me a kid, I'm going to give him right back to you. You give me this son, and I'm going to give him to you. And the whole razor thing, long hair. Remember Samson, long hair in Old Testament times represented like a devotion to God. It was like a special vow. And so Hannah was saying, my kid is going to serve you. Now that's the other thing I want to bring out, guys. We lay our burdens down at the foot of Jesus. We give our burdens to the Lord. You know, our children, everything. Okay, it's bigger than me. I've taught Junior how to tie his shoes. I can't go to school with him, you know. So I give them to the Lord. Does that make sense? I'm giving my burdens to the Lord. But see, check this out. She is literally giving her child. And that's what she's going to do. The Lord's going to bless her. She's going to leave the tabernacle all excited. She's going to do her part. You know, she's going to, well, man, I don't know how to really place that. I don't know how to do it. Well, anywho, she's trusting in God. Well, she did everything she could do. She was obedient to the Lord. Okay, moving forward. Your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head. I'm not just giving my burdens to you, but my children belong to you. They belong to you. No matter what kind of behaviors I see, no matter what's going on, no matter what happened the last time I spoke with them, I give my children to you. And I'm telling you, that's what happened in my life. I wasn't the model kid. And there was a lot of things that were going on. There was a lot of illegal stuff and crazy stuff that I was doing before I gave my life to the Lord. And, you know, my dad fretted a little more about that than my mother did. But my father knew I was in God's hands. But my mother also knew that I was in God's hands, and she turned me over to the Lord. She told me the truth. She told me the truth in love. She told me the truth in tough love, like mamas do. But she was able to sleep soundly at night when my dad was out driving around trying to find me. You know, and he would a lot of times, man. 3-4 in the morning, I'd be hanging out with some knuckleheads at you know, Waffle House at the end of the night or something, and here comes Brother Fred walking in. Howdy, boys. How you doing? Like, oh, man, everybody just be cool. Yeah. Like, hey, is that your dad? Paul, is that your dad? Yeah, it's my dad. Yeah. But Mama, she would sleep soundly, man. She'd just give it to the Lord. And I'm telling you, that's what I do with my babies. I just give them to the Lord. I don't know what's going to happen to them. I don't know what they're going to do, but God does. I'm going to do my part. You know what I mean? I'm going to teach them in the way they should go. Moms are going to teach them in the way they should go. At the end of the day, I'm laying all my burdens down at the foot of the cross, and I'm giving my babies, like Sister Rachel, Sister Claudia, all these wonderful mamas, we give our babies to the Lord. You know, God, these are your children. You got a plan for them. So Psalm 62 and verse 8, check this out. Little picture of a sincere, heartfelt prayer. And this is what we got to do, moms. Trust in Him at all times. Ah, my kids are going crazy. My kids hate one another. My kids are always fighting. I think somebody did this. You know, whatever. Look, trust in Him at all times. God is bigger than my problem, mama. Trust in Him at all times, oh people. pour out your heart before him. See, that's the thing about when we're, you know, when we're dealing with relationship type stuff and when we're dealing with our children, you know, that's when you really, really run into the arms of the Lord, man. You know, and you just pour your heart out to him. God, I don't, you know, there's no burden like a burden that you can have for one of your children or your mate. You know what I'm saying? But see, God says, okay, you got this burden. You're not meant to have this burden. You give it to me. Can I get a witness? Trust in him at all times, oh people. Pour out your heart before him. Why? How can I do that? How can I give this to God? Well, that's what he says throughout Scripture. Cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Don't be anxious about nothing. Okay? Trust in him at all times, oh people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. See that? Yeah, life's crazy. We love our babies. But I'm laying my babies down at the foot of the cross. I'm giving them to God. Just like Hannah. Hannah said, when I get this baby, I'm giving them right back to you. I'm giving them to you. He's going to be raised in the house of the Lord. I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to raise them up. Oh, you shouldn't make your kids go to church when they're little. They'll never want to go back. I don't know, man. I was raised in church, and there was a lot of reasons for me not to come back, but it wasn't that, you know. We have a job to do, and that job is to teach our children, you know? Don't teach your children how to put on their trousers. They won't want to do that when they get older. Don't teach your children to tie their shoes. They won't well, you get the picture. But God is our refuge. I lay my burdens down in my safe place, my steady thing that's not going away. God. Okay. Now, 1 Samuel 1 and verse 22, you still got it. So this is another cool thing about mamas. They lay their burdens down at the Lord. They give their babies to the Lord. And we all got to do that. 1 Samuel 1:22. So here's the deal. The Lord blessed her with a son. And his name was Samuel. And Hannah kept her word. Hannah's like, okay, as soon as this boy's old enough, I'm taking him back to the tabernacle. He's going to serve the Lord all the days of his life. And he did. This was one of the mighty, mighty prophets of Israel. Okay, so, you know, God hears the prayers of a godly mama. Amen? But Hannah did not go up. So a year passed. She has the baby. And it's time to go up to Shiloh. It's time to go to the tabernacle again, do the sacrifices and worship the Lord. And Hannah says, yeah, I'm sticking back this year. You and Peninnah, go do what you got to do. But I'm going to stay here with little baby Samuel. But when he's ready, when he's weaned, I'll be up there. And I'm going to give him to the Lord. A good mama keeps her word, right? But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, as soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever. Godly moms, don't give up. That's the last point. Well, that's pretty much the last point I want to bring, is I lay my burdens down at the Lord. And even when it looks like it's not going to work out, man, hey, I've already given my children to the Lord. You know, I'm not going to give up. You know, Hannah got this encouragement in the tabernacle, and she left there. Like I said, she left there a changed person. She didn't walk out of there with that baby in her hands, but she knew God was going to do something. So I just want to keep encouraging our mamas today. You know, don't give up on them babies. Let's not give up on our babies. We've given them to the Most High God. Does that make sense this morning, beloved? Amen. And I also wrote down these little nuggets right here because they really kind of just, I always think about my mama when I see in the Gospels when the parents, the mamas, brought the babies to Jesus, you know? It makes me think about my mama, just like Hannah, who said, you know, when my baby's old enough, I'm taking him to church. As soon as I can get that baby to church, I'm taking him to church. I'm going to do, moms, we have to do our part, right? We have to teach them in the way they should go. And my mom certainly has done that. And Sister Rachel certainly has done that with our children. But right here it says, and they were bringing children to him that he might touch them or that he might bless them. So we have this really neat little picture. Same thing in Luke, except it says, it even goes a step further And it's not just children, but it's babies, man. These mamas were bringing babies, little babies, to Jesus so he could pray over him, so he could bless them. And the disciples were like, no, man, Jesus ain't got time for your little babies, man. He ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. But Jesus said, uh-uh, bring me them babies. God wants us to give our children to him. He wants us to give our burdens to him. He wants us to give our children to him. You know what I mean? Now, they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. So my buddy, Al, he's passed away. But he told me, man, he was actually at Victory Life Church when it was Calvary Tabernacle over there in Pea Ridge. And he was there on my very first church service. My very first church service. I was a few days old. And I believe he said it was a Wednesday night. Maybe it was a Sunday night. I can't remember. But he remembers my mama bringing this little baby into church, you know. And that was me, man. You know, I was raised in the house of the Lord. I had every opportunity to rebel. And I sure did rebel, man. I went wild. But my mama, she never gave up on me. And I just want to encourage you mamas, all of us, let's not give up on our babies. You guys, keep doing what you're doing, man. Teach them babies the right way, and don't give up on them. Give them to Jesus.